From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Japanese defense paper and a U.S. media report on Tuesday said that North Korea may have successfully produced a miniaturized nuclear warhead that could fit inside its missiles. U.S. President Donald Trump says that North Korea had best not make any more threats against the United States.
He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
North Korea says it is examining its plans for attacking Guam to contain U.S. bases there. That's the sound of residents screaming in a cell phone video after a 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck in a remote and mountainous Sichuan province on China Tuesday evening. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for an all-out effort to rescue and aid those injured. Officials say 9 people were killed and 164 hurt. They expect the death toll to climb to at least 100. U.S. Geological Survey has also said that another magnitude 6.3 earthquake has stricken northwest China hours after the Tuesday evening earthquake. South African President Jacob Zuma on Tuesday survived a parliamentary vote of no confidence, with enough ANC lawmakers sticking by their leader despite divisions and fierce criticism of his rule. The motion was brought by the opposition and needed 201 of the 400 votes to succeed. Criticism of Zuma from within the African National Congress has grown amid multiple corruption scandals and South Africa's mounting economic woes. This is VOA News.